Next up is Nicholas Angelo with Yesterday's Train. And then after Nicholas will be Al Germani.
The click clacking of metal on metal, friction and sparks. The smell of electricity in the air, like how it smells when raindrops fall on dry asphalt. A train rolls up to the station right on time for the evening rush. Worn out but still going strong like an old war horse. But this wasn't a normal train. This was a Lionel train. Which is the same as a normal train, just a little bit smaller. Actually, quite a bit smaller. It's a model train, so it's small enough that you could pick it up with one hand. But that doesn't mean it didn't have the heart and soul of a true locomotive, because it did, just on a miniature scale. And on that little train were miniature passengers, of course, miniature business people and miniature tourists with their miniature personalities and miniature problems, miniature victories and miniature frustrations. Look over there at the miniature ticket counter where they argue with the miniature employees of the miniature transit service. That company used to have trains running every hour, but now it's only once a day, or sometimes just once a week, and the people weren't happy. Of course, the miniature transit PR department put out a press release trying to smooth over the discontent, but it was vague and ambiguous, like the warnings after a prescription drug commercial. The true culprit behind the spotty service was the operator of this Lionel train, yours truly, me myself. I was just a kid, but I take full responsibility for the inconsistent operations of that little train. After all, the track snaked its way around my childhood bedroom, from the Nintendo console to the pound puppy pillow, and over to the big heavy dictionary in the corner, which was printed on actual paper, by the way. But I was getting older, and I didn't have as much time for the Lionel train. Even now, I can remember my first little train car, a painted yellow steel flatbed meant to go right behind the tiny locomotive. My grandparents took me to get it at the model train store over on Park Boulevard in the strip mall by the corner. Frank the train man owned the place. A well-known local figure, but I was too young to know the difference. There's a Sprouts there now, or near it. The model train store is long gone, like a forgotten daydream. But at the time, I was fascinated by the click-clack sound of the Lionel trains rolling down the track, a cacophony of mechanical movement. And to all of the miniature passengers, we offer our apologies. Your train is delayed. We've been getting reports of a house cat sleeping on the tracks just beyond the station. It appears to be a lazy tabby cat with a turtle shell pattern on its fur. I repeat, be advised. The tabby cat has a turtle shell pattern on its fur. Please stand by for updates.